and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Say what you will about Walmart, but you can find pretty much whatever you're looking for there, with an important exception in Texas, at least. Liquor. Beer and wine, yes, but not spirits, not tequila or whiskey, and that's because of a somewhat arcane law that allows privately owned corporations to sell liquor, but prevents public companies from doing the same, at least in Texas. But now that could change. Walmart sued to challenge that rule, and yesterday a federal district judge sided with the retail giant. Here to talk about what that means and what happens next, Matt Martin. He is an attorney at the Addison Law Firm in Dallas who deals with liquor laws. Matt, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
Why does the state want to keep liquor out of stores like Walmart?
Well, the main reason you'll hear the state talking about that is they feel that the current laws protect not only Texas consumers and residents, but also the smaller businesses. And there is a fear that if the law is found to be unconstitutional or not enforced, that big box retailers like Walmart would take over the market and force out the smaller businesses.
If this ruling stays in place, how drastically might that change the retail liquor landscape in the Lone Star State?
If it stays in place, then the Walmarts of the world can get a package store liquor license, and then they can start competing directly. And I don't necessarily see it being much different in an impact than it would for any other business that ends up having to compete with the big box stores. There is specs already out there. Will that mean the end of the mom and pop stores? I mean, probably not. There'll probably still be some out there. It might have a little negative impact on them. It's really too early to tell exactly what's going to happen.
I have seen some commentary which alludes to the idea that this is a kind of un-Texan law, and by that I think the commentator is suggesting that in a sense, this law picks winners and losers in a free market situation. Does it, in your opinion?
I think it does. And the history of this law is kind of interesting. The law got passed in reaction to a lawsuit that was filed back in the early 90s against TABC. And it was an out-of-state applicant was applying for a permit. And there used to be a three-year residency requirement in Texas, and they sued on constitutional grounds, basically the same kind of theories that this case took a look at, and TABC lost that case. And while that was pending, the legislature passed this law about public corporations, and it essentially was drafted exactly to try to get a law in place that worked around what was being removed by the federal courts.
That is interesting. Well, now, one of the defendants in this suit, the Texas Package Stores Association, has already said that it will appeal this latest ruling. You see this? How do you see this shaking out in the courts, or you think the legislature could get involved here?
And there's a chance for the legislature to get involved. I mean, the legislature, though, has had the opportunity to put in place legislation over the last decade or so, and really has not done it. And I think that's probably the result of the Texas Package Stores Association lobby in their efforts to keep a law from getting passed that would change the status quo. The decision itself is pretty far-reaching in terms of the unenforceability of these provisions. And when you read through the initial part of it, it talks a lot about how this history about how this law was put in the public corporation law was put in place purely to react to the lawsuit back from the early 90s. It doesn't have this interference with interstate commerce on its face effect. There's a balancing test that said if the local benefit that you're trying to protect or has to outweigh the impact that it has on interstate commerce, and the court said it didn't. It said the impact on interstate commerce far exceeded the beneficial effect that the law as currently written may have. So they leaned on that rather than that this is just a blatant discriminatory law
Interesting.
Against interstate commerce.
Now, let's look at the bottom line here. For a lot of our listeners, they're consumers. They don't run liquor stores themselves. What does this mean? Is this, if in fact Walmart's able to sell liquor, one would imagine cheaper booze at the retail level and perhaps some of these smaller stores not being able to compete?
Yeah, that's a very, I mean, it's real that is a possibility of what could happen. And just because Walmart can do stuff on such a much larger scale than your average retailer, and likely even on a larger scale than even like a Specs. They're their power to compete in volume just surpasses everybody. So that, and that's really the reason why the Texas Package Store Association was so adamantly opposed to this law being changed.
But it's not the end of the line. As we mentioned, the Texas Package Stores Association plans to appeal, and I'm sure Matt Martin is going to be following this one. He's an attorney at Addison Law Firm in Dallas. Matt, thanks for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.